Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Please join me in giving a warm welcome to our distinguished guest, Governor Ron DeSantis.
Thank you so much. Oh, thanks so much. It's great to be here. It's great to be in South Bend on a football weekend. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I committed to come here this summer for this weekend thinking that tomorrow's game would be a clash of two top 10 ranked teams. Florida State didn't exactly keep up their end of the bargain, so I'm looking forward to seeing the game tomorrow and being in my first Notre Dame football game, but I'm definitely anticipating a little waking up the echoes and cheering her name.
So Governor DeSantis at the FSU Notre Dame game, speaking at the Notre Dame Constitutional Studies unit, I guess you'd call it, the Center for Constitutional Studies. Very interesting speech, and he made some jokes about the Catholics versus convicts from back in the day, you know, which he, I'll give him his joke. He had a good joke about that. You know, he was from Florida, so he was rooting for the U, rooting for Miami back in the day.
Now, I think it should just be said, this whole idea of Catholics and convicts, you know, looking back, very, very unfair to turn the game the Catholics versus the convicts. Not all the players on Notre Dame were Catholic. Come on.
This is a pretty good joke. In the course of the speech, he did a lot of talking about, you know, the nature of government, the philosophy underpinning conservatism, what conservatism in America is supposed to be. Also talked, as he is often wont to do, about certain issues like media and the way, as conservative, he has to expect the media is going to treat him, particularly around something like, you know, the hurricanes. This is a kind of a fascinating. I've heard him tell this story before, but it's still a fascinating one to hear.
The things you'll face as a leader is the agenda and the distortions, always trying to sow divisions in the media. And one of the examples I use is at Florida, we from time to time have hurricanes. And this can be a fodder for the media. So we had one a few years ago, 2022, Hurricane Ian. At the end of September, I was running for re-election, so it was a political angle to it. And it was a massive storm, Category 5. Now, we prepare for these, so we had 40,000 utility workers pre-staged. We had urban search and rescue, Coast Guard, everyone we needed there. Storm hits, does huge damage, but then you have millions of people restored in power in a matter of days. You have rescues effectuated. You have food, water, everyone's getting what they need. Heck, we even rebuilt a bridge that got blown out in 3 days when they said it was going to take 6 months. But you had the corporate and legacy media there, and all they were trying to do was to get stories saying this is a Katrina for the state of Florida, and obviously they wanted to weaponize that against me. Well, they didn't get any of that. People were pleased at the response. They were pleased at how quick everything was and how overwhelming it was. And once it became clear a couple days after the storm that they just weren't getting what they were wanting, you couldn't find CNN with a search warrant in the state of Florida. They were gone. But that is what you should expect.
Oh, I love that way of saying it. That's just funny. And then, you know, one of the other things that he talked about, they asked him about, because they're asking him questions, you know, in the Q&A section, and they were asking him about, for example, climate change.
Anonymous question. Florida has experienced the effects of extreme weather, perhaps more than any other place in the country. Why is climate change not a bipartisan issue?
Because what the left is doing is they have an ideological agenda that they try to shoehorn under the auspices of climate change. And so we had a period in Florida, 2006 to 16, we had zero hurricanes. They said that was because of climate change. Now we've had hurricanes, Maria. They said that's because. So it's not falsifiable. Whatever happens, they say it's that.
And by the way, in case you wonder if that's true, that's true. Like, if you go look at the list of hurricanes, the list starts in kind of, there were not very many in general between 06 and 16, but there were none in the state of Florida. In fact, 2006 had none at all. 2009 had none at all. 2010 had none at all. These are, you know, no landfall. 2013 and 2015 had none at all. Like, you know, when did climate change start breaking the world? Well, in fairly recent memory. There were no storms. And he's like, they say that's the effect of climate change. And he's right. There's kind of this, it's impossible to falsify because everything is evidence of the conclusion that you're predetermined to arrive at.
But what do they do policy-wise? Because all I have to say is, okay, if we implemented these policies, what would the impact be? It would be devastating to our way of life. It would be devastating to poor people. It would be devastating to our economy. And Florida, we don't have climate ideology in our policies. Our policy is energy needs to be affordable and reliable. And oh, by the way, in the last 25 years, we've dramatically reduced our carbon emissions through innovation and through market forces.
It's kind of a weird brag to brag about reducing carbon emissions while also denying that carbon emissions are responsible and that the policies are surrounding that. But still, you know, credit where it's due is A, not everything can be blamed on climate change, and B, even if you do care about climate change, we're actually doing a pretty good job of it here in Florida.
What they'll do is anytime there's a storm, they will try to politicize it. So they were trying to say with Hurricane Milton, which was a serious hurricane, we've never seen anything like this. That is just factually false, okay? The most powerful hurricane to hit the state of Florida was Labor Day of 1935. We've never had one even approach the severity of the Labor Day hurricane. The most deadly hurricane in Florida history, Okeechobee, 1928, killed 4,000 people. Fortunately, we've never had one that's come even close to that in recent years.
Yeah, that's all. You know, he's just telling you things that are accurate. We'll come back to the speech in a second because it's very interesting. Also, some funny moments at the end. Before that, Frontier Motors has been helping people get good quality used cars for more than 25 years right behind that Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. And look, if you're thinking about that next car, you want to kind of get familiar. Like before you really need to buy a replacement is when you start looking because you kind of figure out what you like when you're, you know, don't shop when you're hungry. Don't shop when you need a car. OK, go shop ahead of time. Figure out what make, model and year you're looking at. And then you can be selective about price and features and color and things like that. And look, if they have it because they specialize in they have a lot of cars, you know, 300 different cars, and, you know, good quality cars that are a year, two, three, maybe 4 years old with 10 to 50 or 60,000 miles somewhere in that vicinity. They specialize in those cars, cars you can trust. But if they don't have exactly what you want, send them to go looking for it. Again, that's why it's nice to have time. You know, they can go looking for you in the price range you want. Then they'll warranty it to 10,000, 100,000 miles or 10 years. So, you know, you've got that kind of confidence behind you. Anyway, it's just it's a great place to, you know, start and hopefully complete your used car buying experience. Frontier Motors for 25 years serving the Pensacola community behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. John Pickens has traffic on this super easy, no problems, rain-free morning.
Wow. I just have no response to that. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. Tons of construction going on in our area. No accidents to let you know about right now. But if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and through Highway 29 and past, you're going to see some major delays there. That's about a 20-minute delay in that area.
Oh, everything's broken. Sorry, go on.
It's okay. It's all right. Still love you. Got railroad tracks that are closed right now at Oakfield, Hancock Airport, Olive Road, and all the way up to 9 Mile. So definitely, and if you're trying to take Burgess, it's the only one that's open, but I'm seeing major, major backups in both directions.
It's high school time, yeah.
Yeah, and even Old Palafox is just a major parking lot right now. So just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
It's definitely a good luck getting there kind of day.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, they have apparently CSX has told Escambia County that they're now not going to close Burgess until they can get the other ones, Oakfield and Hancock, finished, which should be today. I'm just, you know, be prepared that, guess what, tomorrow with 9 Mile and Johnson and eventually it'll move north. And then all of y'all who live up in north in Cantonment, then you get the joy. Because it's coming your way eventually. Hey, if you have an import, you have a good quality car that you need to get worked on, you know, a Lexus, a Range Rover, an Audi, a BMW, you know, whatever. Bobby Likas Auto Service, they work on those cars all the time. They do. They work on those cars. You don't have to take them to the dealership. You might think you do, okay? But there's actually a federal law that protects you in not having to take it to the dealership. You can take it to them. They work on those cars. So, you know, save gas, save time, save money. Also, if you've got a domestic, of course, they work on those. Diesel engine, yes. Gas engine, yes. No problem. The philosophy at Bobby Likas is like they're a healthcare clinic for your car, Okay. That's the idea, is that you take your car to them when it's healthy, like you take your body to the doctor for well visits, and then they do the checkup and make sure no big thing is coming because it's going to surprise you. And they prevent it if it is. That's the advantage. Two locations now, the Classic on Davis Highway, also on Highway 29 across from the Walmart, and they do fleet service. So if you have a group of cars that you oversee, like for a business, they do all kinds of fleet work. You can take it to Bobby Likas. Bobby Likas Auto Service, again, on Davis Highway and on Highway 29 across from the Walmart. Getting back to the Governor DeSantis speech at Notre Dame on Friday, which I found both interesting and entertaining. It's always, I don't think they intended this as a gotcha, but the audience had suggested questions and they threw a question at him that could have been not that embarrassing, but it could have been an embarrassing moment if he couldn't come up with an answer for it. What I love is that he hit it out of the park. You ready? Here goes.
It's from Joey Van Boxtel. He's a former student graduate who clearly wants me to go back and change his grade. What is your favorite essay from the Federalist Papers?
Oh, you know, it's a great question. You know, I would probably say 51. So for those of you who've studied it, that's Madison basically writing about checks and balances and the separation of powers. And
dude, how long has it been since he was in law school or had to read the Federalist Papers for anything? And he's not only referring to them, but he's naming the numbers. I can't do that. I mean, like, that's impressive. That's really, really impressive. You know, there's a lot of politicians for whom that would not have worked out so well. Okay? There's a lot. I'll just say it this way. DeSantis is an intellectual. He's an academic. He's a philosophical conservative. He understands the underpinnings. How can I gently say that? Not every politician with national prominence right now in American politics would do so well with this question. I will leave it at that.
If you remember, I mean, Justice Scalia used to always say this, that the Bill of Rights is not the primary protector of individual liberty in the Constitution. In fact, the original Constitution didn't have a Bill of Rights. They added it in the first Congress because by laying out power, dispersing it amongst three branches, provide the ability for what they said, ambition, to counteract ambition, you make it so it's hard to have a major locus of power without any checks, and then individual liberty is preserved as a result of that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the early objection of the Bill of Rights was that people would think that anything not prohibited was allowed. That was the early objection. And what has come true over 200 plus years?
The reasons I think the administrative state is such a threat is because it's basically a massive locus of power that has become immune to traditional constitutional checks and balances. But if you want to know how the founders understood human nature, political power, and incentives, read 51.
Okay, that was pretty good, though. The correct answer was Federalist 49.
That's awesome. And then this was, I mean, this was just entertaining because this was the last question they really asked him.
Now, I need to preface this. I want you to remember that one of the points of your lecture today was you always have to tell the truth. Give us a score for tomorrow's game.
Oh.
So listen.
And I had actually talked to him last Monday. He told me he was going to go give this speech and take his daughters, who are big FSU fans, and his son, I guess, is an FSU fan too. And he's like, I would rather give them a better game they're going to enjoy. But I think he wound up only taking his son in the end.
I call him like I see him. It's a little easier for me. You know, I don't have any allegiances in the Florida football. You know, I, like I mentioned, I played baseball at Yale. So I want everyone to do well, right? Because when I was growing up, it was like they were all so good, and it was fun to do and all that.
They're groaning because he's not answering, right?
So that's just the nature of it. Now, my son is diehard FSU, but in spite, I want the state to do well. I want our schools to do well. But I am not going to make a prediction that I will not stand by. So I predicted Georgia to beat Florida, and I'm predicting Notre Dame 31, FSU 14 tomorrow night. Not what I want to have happen, just what I think is going to happen. But
I think the Seminoles would have been glad to only get beat 31-14. It was 49 or 52-3, I think. 52-3 in the end. Ouch. But his final note here, this is actually kind of sweet.
My son is diehard FSU, but in spite, I want the state to do well. I want our schools to do well. But I am not going to make a prediction that I will not stand by. So I predicted Georgia to beat Florida, and I'm predicting Notre
Dame
31.
Did I play the same one again? I'm so sorry. No, that's the same one. Okay.
It's going to happen. But
sorry about that.
But I will say this, Mason, he'll be wearing his garnet and gold tomorrow. And I told him because, you know, we went to the Miami game down in Miami and he insisted on wearing his FSU stuff. And I said, buddy, it's going to be all orange and green and all this. And these guys, you know, they're doing the U. And he was not happy to see that hostile environment. So I would just say any Notre Dame fans out there, if you see a little first grader with his FSU regalia, just cut him a little bit of slack. It's his first time on the road in South Bend.
And if you don't, those nice men with those earpieces will take care of you. 8:25, John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with these railroad crossings that are happening at Oakfield, Hancock Airport, Olive Road, Johnson Avenue, all the way up to 9th Avenue.
Nine Mile.
Sorry, this is really confusing. So if you're trying to take Burgess Road in both directions, it is still majorly backed up, and that's going to cause you some major headaches. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest all the way through the Highway 29 exit. Through that construction zone, we're seeing about a 15-20-minute delay through that, so just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
You don't have time for small sales, so we're going big. For one day only, you can get up to 50% off New South Windows and Doors. Just visit our showroom on November 16th and bring your window and door measurements for 40% off. Want that extra 10% off? Show your U.S. military ID or bring a Toys for Tots donation. Get New South Windows and Doors for up to half the price, in person only. November 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit newsouthwindow.com/50 to find a showroom near you.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You've got a Pepto predicament, moviegoer.
Hey, I can hear your stomach grumbling.
Sorry, I ate that entire tub of popcorn with extra butter. You overdid it, and now your movie has turned into a blockbuster bellyache. Undo it with Pepto.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto chewables provide fast five-symptom relief, so you can focus on the action on the big screen instead of in your stomach. When you overdo it, undo it with Pepto. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
And the thing I want to ask you to help me, to show me how I can be a grown-up. Do I carry my high school diploma around with me?
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the
Oh, it's such a good song. It's not true anymore now that we've lowered the voting age. But 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom. David?
Multiple airlines are now halting flights to Haiti after two planes were hit by gunfire yesterday. One was a Spirit Airlines flight flying in from Fort Lauderdale. It had to be diverted to an airport in the Dominican Republic. Spirit, American Airlines, and JetBlue all suspending their flights to Haiti for the time being.
Terrible. Horrible. And I mean, people do missions work there. People have family in South Florida. They have lots of family connections there, apparently. Yeah, it's awful.
There's a new study out that finds that people started drinking more during the COVID pandemic. That survey says it saw increases in the amount of stress-related drinking and alcohol-related deaths in 2020 compared to 2018. Those numbers have not subsided 2 years later. And more anti-Semitic violence being reported in Amsterdam. Dutch authorities say rioters lit and threw fireworks into a tram last night while shouting vulgarities directed at Jews. Video shows the inside of that tram on fire.
Yikes. Wow. All right. Terrible.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Fox has learned President-elect Trump is expected to nominate South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for Homeland Secretary and waiting on word of Florida Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. Eric Trump tells Fox's Hannity.
I'm a big fan of the senator. He's an amazing guy. I was just with him a couple days ago. He worked very hard on the campaign, and we're a big fan as a family of this.
A Marine veteran completes the new Senate. The Arizona race finally called for Democrat Ruben Gallego over Republican Kerry Lake.
And to all my veterans, but especially to my Marine Corps veterans. And Semper Fi.
And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer now inviting both Gallego and Pennsylvania Senator-elect Dave McCormick to freshman orientation. While a top Democrat lawyer fights the Pennsylvania vote count, Republicans hold the new Senate balance 53-47. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Cloudy and 70 right now in Pensacola. Well, there is some new information on that police standoff yesterday on Gonzalez Court. Police say 35-year-old Joe McPherson Williams is now facing aggravated assault with a weapon and battery charges. Officers first responded to that apartment for a disturbance early Monday morning where a woman told officers she'd escaped, but a male suspect was still inside with a weapon. Police say they tried to get that man to exit the apartment for several hours. However, they later found he was not inside at the time. Police say they believe he'd exited through the back door of the apartment before the PPD SWAT team arrived. Williams was arrested shortly after at another location. Well, the chances are going up for a development in the Caribbean. The National Hurricane Center is increasing now. The chance of development in that tropical wave we're watching to about 70%. The NHC says it's currently a disorganized cluster of showers and thunderstorms, but a tropical depression is likely to form later this week. That system would then be expected to move into the Western Caribbean and slow down and meander. Police in Atmore say they're investigating a drive-by shooting that happened Saturday on Brooks Lane. Police say a man was shot in the lower body from a moving vehicle. Police there asking anybody with information to contact them. Pensacola police investigating after a brawl erupted in the stands during Friday's Pensacola Ice Flyers hockey game.
Historically, there hasn't been a big problem with fights at these games.
PPD's Mike Wood, he says, so far it looks like that fight started because of people in the wrong seats. Then it escalated to include around five people. So far, there are four people who have been charged with affray and simple battery. Their identities have not been released. The Ice Flyers did release a statement yesterday saying they'll continue to work with the Bay Center and with law enforcement to ensure that their games remain safe, fun, and family-friendly for all fans. A Florida congressman may be part of Donald Trump's administration. Several reports out saying Republican Michael Waltz will be Trump's national security advisor. He represents District 6 in North Central Florida. He was first elected in 2018, also served in the Army in Afghanistan, and was a Green Beret. Also, Governor DeSantis may have a big vacancy to fill. There's reports that that President-elect Trump will be nominating Senator Marco Rubio to be his Secretary of State. If Rubio were to take the job, the governor would be responsible for naming somebody to succeed Rubio until 2026 when a special election would be held. Well, SpaceX is celebrating a record tying launch yesterday from one of its Falcon 9 boosters.
That landing marks SpaceX's 364th recovery of an orbital class rocket, including first stage landings for Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy.
That is a SpaceX announcer from yesterday's launch that carried a Korean communications satellite into space, the 23rd landing for that first stage booster. That ties the mark set by two other Falcon 9s, which are both now out of service. The reusable booster landed at Cape Canaveral. It was a busy day for SpaceX. Later that day, they launched a second Falcon 9. That one was carrying a batch of Starlink satellites into orbit. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John.
Well, no new accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound through that construction zone from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29, expect about a 10 to 12 minute delay there. Also, all the railroad crossings closed right now. Oakfield, Hancock Airport, Olive Road, Johnson Road, all the way to 9 Mile. We're seeing some closures there. Burgess is open, but I'm seeing some major delays in both directions. Getting through Burgess, even Old Palafox is, if you're going northbound, seeing some major delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
40% chance of rain as we go through the early part of the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. For Wednesday, 30% chance of rain, high near 76. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 70 right now in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze. It's 69 in Milton. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our markets this morning. The Dow is up 67.5 points right now at 44,360.55. S&P 500 up 5.75 points, 6,709. The NASDAQ is up just over 13 points at 19,311.94. Our 10-year bond 10-year bond market up a bit at 4.384% today. Gold price is up $1.50 at $26.1920. Silver price is up 20 cents at $30.81. And continuing to look at the crypto market. Well, right now, Bitcoin down just a bit. It's at a pretty good point, though. It's at $85,758.21 right now. The rest of the crypto market also down just a little bit today, following suit with Bitcoin there. New laws will hopefully help you to mitigate travel headaches over the holiday season. They're supposed to help during holiday delays, cancellations, and lost luggage. Refunds for canceled or significantly delayed flights are now automatic, and supposedly you won't have to jump through hoops to get your money back. If your checked bag arrives more than 12 hours late, you're entitled to a refund for a baggage fee. The machinist strike is now over at Boeing. New employees are employees are bracing for layoffs there. Boeing planning to cut about 10% of its workforce. That would be about 17,000 workers. Layoff notices could go out as soon as this week. And some noteworthy earning reports scheduled to be released later today. Those include Spotify, Home Depot, Instacart, and Tyson Foods. It's 8:37, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas.
Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
The clip could have said, "You can't fight in here. This is the Bay Center." oh, come on now! Now, see, this is actually my question for today. Is
that
this
was really good?
This is the rare moment when we're going to talk about a current event in relation to the frivolous topic. Okay.
Okay.
So, as you know, there was a squabble over whose seats, what seats, my seats, your seats. You know, they were somebody's seats, and apparently not the person sitting in them. And this led to four people fighting, and, you know, not a massive thing, but, you know, enough that some people got hurt, and there's going to be some arrests or whatever. Okay, but that's not my question. My question is, when you show up to a theater or an arena or a game, and somebody's sitting in your seats, what do you do? Because presumably that was the scenario, right? And it didn't go well in the end. 437-1620, 437-1620, John, when you show up somewhere and somebody's in your seats, what do you do?
And this has happened. I politely
happens to everybody.
Show them my ticket and mm-hmm. go, you know, this is where we're at. And, you know, inevitably it ends up being that they're in the wrong section or, the mm-hmm. You know, but I politely
or they're
ask
just
them,
trying to sit in good seats.
Well, that's true. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
You are right.
And how many times in your life have you run into this? Dozen?
Well, a lot because, you know, I do a lot of concerts.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
But yes.
And so far, everybody's complied, right?
Yeah, there's been no issue. Oh, my bad, my bad.
99% of the time, people are pretty decent about it. They might grumble
5.
A little bit, but mostly. The only time they grumble is if there's lots of open seats.
Right.
And then they're like, why you bother me, kid?
Right.
You know, but okay.
At that point, you get an usher.
Yeah, exactly. You know. If there's grumble, you get an usher. Meg? Hold on, turn her mic on. There we go. All right.
I'm with John. I mean, I when I go and I have the tickets in hand and I see someone sitting in my seats and you just kind of politely say, hey, I think we've got a little mix up here, but these are my seats. And mm-hmm. I kind of make it like it's my fault, but let me check and see if maybe I'm wrong.
Right.
And it sort of defer the
be
being
polite.
Aggressive. Yeah, mm-hmm. kind of, you know.
And I have been wrong.
And I have too. I'm on the wrong row.
So because, you know, sometimes you might not know the stadium and so you go to the wrong place and then they're like, no, I think you're, and I'm like, oh, no worries.
You know, usually they'll help you figure it out
right.
too. I mean, usually people are really nice about it. To hear about what happened at this game and then seeing the video from it over seats,
yeah.
I thought maybe it was something, you know, political or something people are fired up about, but that was kind of shocking to me.
And by the way, airplane. Same thing, sometimes on the airplane.
That's
you know,
true.
Somebody's
oh,
in
yes.
your seat.
That happens
and,
a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fairly common thing. So, you know, basic principles, be nice, you know, be humble,
work
be
out.
Civil, approach it in deference, you know, don't be a jerk about it, you know, generally speaking. But I will say, I had an interesting one. We went to the movies, this is a couple months ago. We rarely go to the movies. But we had bought tickets to the movie. It was a good movie. I don't even remember what it was now, but we wanted to see. Oh, it was Wolverine and Deadpool. And so we wanted to see it, because we didn't want any spoilers. And so we had our five seats, and we were in our five seats. And then a guy...
This is on Bayou, right?
Yeah, this is at Bayou, where you have assigned seats. And I'm trying to remember the particulars of it, but basically... Oh, he came in and realized somebody was sitting in his seats and decided to just sit somewhere else. But then somebody came in that had his
seats. Right.
And so he got up and moved. Happened again. Happened a third time to this guy who was trying not to create conflict by taking the original seats he actually had. And every time he was getting more and more agitated, you could hear him grumbling, oh, I didn't even get the real seats that I bought, you know. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to be in the news. It's going to be great. We're gonna,
Here we go. Pay attention
and let's not get anybody shot, you know, in the movie theater in Pensacola. Oh, gosh. But, you know, here he was trying to be the nice guy and, of course, resenting it. But also that led to more problems, which I think is usually what happens. If you try to be nice in the situation by giving them, you know, usually then you're going to, it's more problems. So I will say, yeah, hey, I think you're in my seats. And I'll show them that. Then, okay, fine. And then it's always like that. 437-1620, except for one time at a nice Flyers game. Apparently not. And remember what I said earlier. 4,000-ish, 5,000 people at the Ice Flyers game. How many people got into a fight?
Four.
Four, five, six. How many people didn't get into a fight?
The rest of them.
3,994. You know, I mean, so the vast experience of the vast majority of the people, this game and every other game is no fighting, you know. They're not on the ice, you know, right? So anyway, just always keep the general truth in mind as you as we report on any particular situation. 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing with the railroad crossings that are closed on Oakfield, Hancock Airport, Olive Road, Johnson Road, and all the way up to 9 Mile Road. So just be aware of that. Burgess is open. But taking a look at the big board right now, it is still backed up in both directions. Even Old Palafox going northbound, you're going to see some major delays there also. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, see some major delays. About a 10-15 minute delay, but you know, for a lot of people running just on time, that's not going to be good for them. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
That's me always.
I know. We know.
That's me always. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to know when's the right time. Also, you want to go with a realtor who's going to get you the best price in both directions and help you navigate any of the hurdles that you encounter on the way to closing, right? And there's always hurdles. Every deal is different. Every deal has its own particular problems. And you want people who have experience. They know from like muscle memory and repetitions how to solve these problems, how to avoid them in advance. And if they come up with new problems, how to solve those, right? Through having the experience of just being a good problem solver. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty sold 175 homes last year, on track to do about the same number this year, even in the down market, you know, that's kind of been less than it was a couple of years ago. I mean, they were selling over 200 homes a couple of years ago because the market was easy hot, right? But they can navigate all this for you. One of the things she says, now may not be the best time, not because of interest rates or the market generally, but just because, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, November and December are not necessarily the best times. If you have to, you have to. That's fine. But she says if you can, wait till January or February. We'll probably get you more offers and get you a better price because that's just the way it goes normally. That's the kind of knowledge that comes from a lot of experience, which they have. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Back to the text. The question of the day is, what do you do when you show up at a concert or a sporting event or on the airplane and your seats are occupied by somebody who does not have the right ticket? What do you do? Because that is presumed, that's allegedly what happened at the Ice Flyers game on Friday. Somebody here says, inform them, then get an usher if that doesn't work. And then it's lights out, baby. Looks like you brought a bat to a knife fight. No, I'm kidding. Oh. No, also, if you get there early enough, usually this is less of a problem.
True. Because
you can get your seats at the arriving late.
Don't
usually
you hate
puts you
those
in
people that come in after the
show
starts?
Have started.
Yes, that drives me crazy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sure. I hate those people. They're the worst. If it's I try not to, but I fail. If it's packed, I politely say those are my seats. If it's not full, I'll just sit and then say they have my seat in case it fills up and becomes a problem. I will make sure I'm correct, double, triple check, then challenge firmly but gently. I will not fight. I would lose. And somebody says they agree with you, John Pickens.
Wow.
Yeah, just like that.
That's
just
pretty
clear,
cool.
Definitive.
I like that. Thank you very much. I feel. Good,
that's exactly right. Simple enough situation. But you know what happens is jerky people get irritated, and especially if like all the seats aren't filled, and then maybe they move back a row and then they grumble.
True.
And then they whine and complain, and then they talk and they try to aggravate because that's how trolls are. And
very much so.
You know, I don't know that's what happened on Friday, but you can suspect based on human nature. Right? That this probably wasn't just the initial contact point. There was probably some, I'm guessing, I don't know the facts, but I'm guessing something like that. Just like I was guessing that CSX isn't the one who moved the railroad crossing open this morning at 7 a.m. That probably that was a couple of people locally in their truck. And CSX just left it out of personal safety. Hey, you know, look, if you have a relative who is, you know, having more need, can't do as many things for themselves, you know, cooking, cleaning, brushing their teeth, toileting, that kind of stuff, what they call activities of daily living, maybe you're taking care of them more and it's getting to be too much for you. Maybe you just talk to them and you know, or it's the holidays. And at the holidays, a lot of times you notice that, you know, maybe it's your parents, maybe it's an aunt or an uncle, maybe it's a brother or sister who just is having trouble, you know, in a way that maybe they're hiding it, maybe they're not hiding it so well, and you kind of want to avoid, right? The natural human impulse is to pretend it's not true, avoid the problem, you don't want to deal with it because it's likely to be a little difficult to talk to somebody. Hey, don't ignore it. You know, probably whatever you see, especially if you're trying to suppress it, is, you know, really a challenge. But here's the thing. You want help, I'll give you the person to call, okay? John Horton has an organization called Assisted Living Locators, and what he and his team do is help talk with you and your family members and figure out what's the right solution, where's the right place. I mean, even if you decide that assisted living is right, which one? There are so many. Well, they can help you pick the right lifestyle, the right price, what's a good fit for your loved ones, just depending on what they need. It's local, it's personal, and they are here to help, okay? AssistedLivingLocators.com is the website, or you can just call him. His cell phone is 712-0887, John Horton with Assisted Living Locators.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
No power to front deflector screen. Switch all
power to front deflector screen.
All right, I have some things that I need to make sure to tell you before the show is over. So, I keep forgetting all day long. Number one, today is a milestone date in the history of naval aviation. Every year, I've got a couple of people who are, you know, big aviation, naval aviation buffs, and they always remind me of these ones. And this is one that they have reminded me in the past, but not today. But still, I appreciate that, is that on November 12th, 1912, nearly 3 years before Lieutenant Commander Henry Mustin became the first American to make a catapult launch from a ship underway, which was in 1915. Naval aviator number one. Do you know who naval aviator number one is? Remember they had these designations, one, two, three. Do you remember who number one? No? Okay. See, I wouldn't get this. I'm just, you know, John, you know a lot about aviation.
Right.
I'm giving you a chance.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Theodore Gordon Spuds Ellison, for whom we have Ellison Field named, made the first successful aircraft catapult launch in naval aviation history, and a Curtiss A-3 launched from a stationary coal barge. So a coal barge, do you know location?
No, tell me.
It was not Pensacola. It was, where was it? Washington Navy Yard is where the first one was made. So the first catapult launch from a ship made in naval aviation history 112 years ago today. So very, very cool. And of course, you know, we have Ellison as the name, and all of these guys, we all have all kinds of names. Ellison eventually got the rank of commander, received the Navy Cross for service in World War I, and he was killed in a plane crash in 1928. So just 16 years before that.
But just think about it. The very first one mm-hmm. to do that. They're like, we're going to see if this works.
Give this a shot. Here you go, sir.
Good luck.
Before they had, like, life preservers. I mean, like, who knows what they had? I don't know, for, you know, any kind of safety gear. Man, those guys, they did scary, strange stuff. Number two, Marco Rubio is going to be Secretary of State. Looks like.
And you predicted it.
Which I said this was likely to happen. I like him as the pick. He's foreign policy is his thing. He's very, very good at foreign policy. He loves the Latin American world. I mean, of course, he's the first Hispanic to hold the position. Central America, Latin America, revival of the Monroe Doctrine that we should be the defining superpower in our region, in our hemisphere. Absolutely. It's going to be good. But what that does is that opens up a vacancy in the Senate. And there's a lot of speculation about what's going to happen there. Now, one possibility is that DeSantis could resign his seat, let Jeanette Nunez become the governor in exchange for being appointed to the seat. Very unlikely. It's possible. It's very unlikely. Possibility number two is he could, he could appoint Casey. I mean, anybody can be a senator. It's not, I mean, that would be unlikely. The most likely, if you ask me, possibility is that he would appoint somebody who's going to be like a placeholder for him to try to run for that seat when we do a special election in a couple of years. And I think that's the most likely. And the person who's being said is the most likely for that is Utheiler. I forget his last name. He's his chief of staff. Utmeyer. That's right. James Utmeyer is the one that's being named for that. So I think that's how it's likely to play. Now, it could just be somebody. They could put Ashley Moody in there or Jimmy Patronis or whomever.
Or Andrew McKay. I know. We're starting a petition.
In the Senate. If I don't have to run for it. No.
Okay. Well, I was trying.
I can't play that game. The games they have to play, oh, man. I will tell you, politics is a dirty, ugly, horrific business. It really. I mean, it's war by other means, right? It's, yes. It's what we do instead of war, so it's not surprising that it's an ugly, dirty business. But I don't know, man. I don't see myself ever running, and I don't see myself ever holding office. I would. Plus, the other side of it, the, like, all the diplomatic game playing of, oh, that's a good point, sir. Well done with this. You know, the kind of stroking other people's egos stuff is, I don't mind telling them they did good if they did good, but it's all the fakery around it that all of that just such an, turns me off. Anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. About a 5-minute delay there as you go through the construction zone. Now, the railroad crossings that are closed right now, Oakfield, Hancock Airport, Olive Road, got Johnson Avenue, all the way up to 9 Mile. We're seeing the closures of the railroads. Burgess is open, but the east-west direction, I mean, traffic's basically at a standstill from what I understand.
And it will close eventually.
Right, it
I
will.
I mean, it might be tomorrow. I don't know. Whenever they said that they're going to do Oakfield and Hancock first, which they couldn't pave yesterday because of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So theoretically, hopefully, that's going to dry up today and they get the asphalt running and they can take care of those. And then Burgess will be closed tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, it's rough. Oh, one other note is Elise Stefanik is going to be the ambassador to the UN. That's cool, but it does open up her seat, which will have to be a special election. And in a slim margin Republican majority, that could be relevant. Not that it's, I don't know if they're going to lose the seat or not, but, you know, just not having it filled is its own special issue. But you also have Mike Walls from District 6 here in Florida, who's got really strong guy, good on foreign policy, good on China, and, of course, former Green Beret. And so, you know, he'll make a good national security advisor to the president. So I like the way this is shaping up. We're seeing some, you know, genuine, capable, expert people being tapped to be in the cabinet, which that's what Trump always said, is that last time around, these people, he didn't know who to appoint. He didn't know the people to appoint. He just kind of wound up going with who the friend said. And, you know, it wound up not working for him a lot of the time. So I'm glad to see this. One other thing on the train issue is, if you haven't had a chance to watch the machinery in operation, I did shoot a video of this yesterday, and I did a long one, which nobody wanted to watch, so I did a short one, which is much better. The way they refurbish the ties particularly, which are, I don't know, 6x6, 8x8, I don't know, they're huge, right, with the railroad ties. There's one machine that just cherry picks them and throws them on the ground like it's toothpicks. There's another machine that grabs them and then jams them in where the old ones have been removed and packs them in through the gravel like it's nothing. And then there's another machine that comes in and lifts up the rail that it is sitting on and puts the little device in that attaches the rail to the wood. And then there's another machine that comes in and does the spikes. And there's a, I think that's maybe that one or a different one that then jiggles all of the gravel to make it settle into place properly. Like, it's an amazing process. It's really wild. We saw it 8 years ago when they did this previously. I shot some video of that yesterday, so you can watch that. It's up on our Facebook page if you want to see. Meanwhile, try never to cross a railroad tracks for the next couple of weeks anywhere in Escambia County.